So, welcome back to Joel and Matt's Entertainment Banter. Today we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Z. For those who don't know, Dragon Ball Z is a popular Japanimation show that has gotten wildly crazy in entertainment this past few years with the brand new series of Super. But today we're going to talk mainly about Goku and Vegeta's relationship.
Relationships, yeah, throughout the years,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
particularly all the different sagas.
But particularly, yeah, starting with Dragon Ball Z, we're not going to. When Vegeta was first introduced, all the way up until he praises Goku more or less for how he is,
Right,
and how he got there.
and we're purposely not watching Super yet, so unfortunately we will not be able to talk about that just yet, but we are very excited to watch those and see how that relationship grows, other than the movies that we just saw.
Yes, so strictly we're going to stick with just Dragon Ball Z, and maybe we'll touch base with some of the movies, and maybe we'll go into the unknown of DBGT that we really don't want to.
Right. So let's start Saiyan Saga.
Saiyan Saga. So, Goku is a happy-go-lucky Saiyan. We find out that he is a Saiyan, that
Right.
we he's an alien race. We didn't know this until this beginning of the series. And Vegeta comes down to fight him for pretty much to learn the special needs of the Dragon Balls,
Right.
right? The
Right.
to make a wish,
While
how it
he's trying to
works.
get rid of Frieza eventually,
Of
too.
course, but we find out later
Right.
about that. So we first get introduced to Vegeta as a villain. As a very powerful villain that we've never seen ever in this universe. Like, he is the strongest being known.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And with that, keep in mind too, Vegeta's his arrogance and his pride. It's if the two characters are so opposite right now. One is happy-go-lucky, that's Goku, and then Vegeta is just a straight-up warrior and
Prideful, very
prideful,
prideful.
very
He is
prideful.
the prince of all Saiyans.
Yep.
Supposedly, we find out that They're not supposedly, but we find out that planet Vegeta, which is the planet where all the Saiyans come from, blows up. And potentially, we think that Goku, Vegeta are pretty much the last Saiyans alive, excluding who Vegeta came with because Vegeta kills Nappa, and excluding the half-breed Gohan. And so, right now, we see this rivalry between the prince of all Saiyans. And a low-life warrior that had no power level pretty much when he was born. And Vegeta constantly brings that up during their first fight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so moving forward into the Cell, I'm not Cell, sorry, the Frieza saga, I found that to be very interesting because I'm going to speak for Vegeta for a second because he's actually one of my favorite characters, my favorite character in the show.
Yeah, he would be.
It's I know, but
He's short like you.
anyways, the moving parts for Vegeta that I enjoyed, especially during the Frieza saga, is his humbleness towards Goku when he is being decimated by Frieza. And I think what's interesting is you see Frieza, not Frieza, but Vegeta open up for the first time to Goku. And Goku's mercy towards Vegeta, I think, is really important too. Because if you think about it, out of all the villains that Goku has faced, he's given every single one of them a chance and to redeem themselves. And I think Vegeta is really the only one that has actually taken that route. I mean, he didn't take it right away,
He's too prideful, so he wouldn't.
he wouldn't.
He
But
wouldn't even show it.
overall, he did. Because you can imagine, like Frieza, like if Frieza, like he said, "Hey, turn around, turn your ways from evil, and you don't have to
Could you
hurt
see
people."
Frieza being part of the
Yeah,
Z Warriors?
like
Like,
could you
could
see
you?
Frieza hanging out with them? Those interludes where they're all crammed in cars and stuff. Like you see Frieza there smiling, like eating churros or something. Like, no, of course not.
And making babies with
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Bulma?
Yeah, we have some weird Bulma babies, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I particularly think of the scenes where Vegeta was pouring his heart out and dying. Like the moments there, I think some of the first real special moments between Goku and Vegeta, where they get real for the first
You
time.
don't think that he was saying those things because he's about to die and he wanted Goku. If anything, he wanted the Saiyan to beat Frieza. Obviously, he
Yes,
wanted. And
yes.
he thought he was dead and that was it.
Yes.
And that's why he broke down,
Yes.
obviously.
Yeah,
But
absolutely. I think
he.
part of that was the case, yes. But I don't know, I would guess you're more of a Goku fan, I don't know, as opposed to
I like
Vegeta.
Vegeta. I like Vegeta a
But
lot. I think his character throughout the whole series, which we're going to experience now, that his personality, his view on life has been a constant, like, I hate Goku, I want to beat Goku,
Right.
but it slowly morphs into they become best friends.
Right.
And It's
a very growing.
You see him grow. He's the most growing of all the characters because every season, we see Cell Saga, we see the Frieza Saga, we see the Buu Saga. We go on from there. Goku is the same character.
Right.
He doesn't grow. All he does is wants to get stronger and stronger and stronger because
it
that's
just
the
comes
same
naturally.
Heart. Exactly.
Him. It just comes naturally. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I agree. But so your take on Goku, real quick, before you move on to Cell, when they're having those kinds of discussions, when Vegeta's dying and he just wants to beat Frieza because, and he's opening up to Goku because of all the bad things that Frieza's not only done to him but their entire race and his entire family. In that moment, Goku's mercy obviously does show a little bit, and his sincereness towards people. What's your take on Goku in that moment? Like, do you think his attitude didn't change from when he first met Vegeta, or do you think he like starts to really understand? Because I think in the episodes he does say,
"Well,
I start to understand you now."
He does, for sure. I'm sure he does because he sees the pain and the triumph he's trying to get through. Not the triumph. The pain and the suffering he's been going through his whole life with Frieza. I mean, you missed the whole part where there was that good chunk of episodes where Vegeta was on the planet just with Gohan and Krillin and Bulma.
Right.
And Vegeta starts out as a villain still. Like, it's the villain. We know Vegeta. He's horrendous. We didn't know there was something more venerous.
Right.
Pretty much is your enemy is my enemy's. You know, your enemy is my enemy. That way we're friends,
right,
kind of thing. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Right. Like,
the enemy of my enemy.
The enemy is my enemy
yeah.
is my friend. So that's why they team up, and Vegeta even sees that he's going to need these Earthlings to defeat this, and it slowly changes there. Vegeta's personality was like, I need to keep these people alive to save my ass.
Right.
It was a selfish thing. So Goku sees this
and
sees in that he actually has a heart. Like, he could have, like, out of anger,
killed him
and just went
Absolutely.
On. And but Vegeta, you slowly start seeing him changing over to
There was something inside
character.
Vegeta that didn't just decimate them, because
especially with Gohan being a half Saiyan, he likes Gohan.
I was just gonna say that. I didn't want to get off the subject of Goku and Vegeta's relationship, but I guess through his son, you're right. Gohan, because all the Saiyan race is pretty much destroyed.
Yes,
it's almost like, well, something's better than nothing. You know, I kind of have a little special place for this little kid, even though he's a half breed, and even though. You know, I totally got that.
We can go on to a Vegeta-Gohan relationship later. I actually have a whole story on how Gohan and Vegeta's relationship evolved over the time. But we should move on to Vegeta and Cell and
the
Goku.
Saga.
Goku
and Vegeta's relationship during the Cell Saga. So obviously, they are quote-unquote friends but not friends. This is a very exciting... I think this is very exciting.
It's very exciting. Exactly, because we find out that Trunks is Vegeta and Bulma's son. So we know that Vegeta kind of adapts to this new Earth life, and only because he wants to kill Goku.
Right.
And they find about this new threat of the androids, so Vegeta decides, I'll hold off on killing you. He even says it, I'll kill you later, Kakaroto.
Right.
But I'm going to kill these androids first to show you that I'm stronger, and then so forth. And it's also a trying time, too, because we also see Vegeta going Super Saiyan for the first time. Because Goku went Super Saiyan during Frieza, and we all thought that was the only time someone was going to go Super Saiyan. But apparently... any Saiyan can go Super Saiyan.
Yes, yeah. Well, we didn't know that, right?
We didn't.
What do you think of Goku? I mean, granted, he's fighting this heart virus for, you know, the first portion of all this stuff.
Correct.
But, again, the show always implies to me that Goku has always been one step ahead of Vegeta, clearly. But you and I have talked about this, especially when it comes time to at the end of Cell and eventually Boo, that Goku... does the typical Saiyan thing, like, you know how they hide their power with their enemies. I really do feel like Goku has always constantly hidden stuff from Vegeta. It's almost like a weird caring for him. Like, I know this would hurt Vegeta if he knew how powerful I really was, so I'm going to let him think he's catching up.
He does that a lot. And I think it's like a warrior's technique, too, because you don't want to show all your, you know, all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to let him know your whole weakness. And it's just like Vegeta mentions that to his son, Trunks. Totally off topic between the Goku and Vegeta personality or relationship, Trunks, they follow the androids to you know, Dr. Gerora's cave office basement thing.
Right.
And
his underground lair.
You know. And Trunks shoots the strongest blast and nothing happens. And Vegeta's like, you're an idiot for showing me your full strength up front. And Goku and Vegeta never show their full strength up front. Never.
Right.
They never do.
Well, actually...
Even though they say, we're going to skip the warm-up, no, they don't.
Actually, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, granted, I'm going to still focus on Vegeta and Goku, but particularly with Vegeta, when Goku was missing. I feel like during Cell, especially the androids leading up to Cell, I feel like Vegeta did try to show how, because he got so, once again, so I love him, he got a little too arrogant, a little too prideful when he became Super Saiyan. He felt he was untouchable now. Like he almost, maybe in his mind, felt equal to Goku.
No, he thought he was higher than Goku.
Oh, that's right. Maybe higher.
He even actually, said he kicked Goku aside. You take care of this trash.
That's right.
I'm going to take care of this trash. Right.
So in a weird sort of way, he didn't always practice what he preached, because I think he did kind of go all out. In fact, Trunks had to come in and bail him out at one point. And remember, like, Trunks got really big, but then even...
That was during the Cell when he started fighting Cell. After
but
the...
even that was kind of a flop. Like, even Vegeta knew that was not a good way to go. So,
but as you can see, during this time, though, Vegeta, his personality is now becoming more... he's not the villain no more.
Right.
We have accepted that Vegeta in the Cell Saga is part of the Z Warriors. We've accepted that he's there to help, even though you get that tense of, like, at any moment, Vegeta could turn.
Right.
But when Cell shows up, and then all of a sudden there's this whole new ballgame with the hyperdiabolic time chamber, and they're going in there, and Vegeta wants to train and get stronger and stronger, and somehow Goku and Gohan establish something more, that relationship there is still that rivalry of, like, it's no longer, I want to kill you, Goku. I just want to show you that I can be stronger than you.
Right.
Like, somewhere in that Cell saga, it changed.
Right.
Because... beginning of Androids, Goku, Vegeta was still saying, I want to kill you. He even says in a lot of the movies, like, no one's going to kill Kakarot before I do.
Right.
You know, I get to kill him first. So it went from Vegeta being a villain to now Vegeta just being a rival to Goku, which I don't think ever changes ever again.
No.
But it becomes looser as we get further into the series.
Right. And one quick thing to add to that is when Goku was gone during the Cell games, you know, of course, I because I love Vegeta, I can't help it. But that
you
final,
suck
that final,
his pee-pee.
the final blast that he gives to help Gohan
get all the power in the world.
That final thing, his competition was gone, and he could have easily just turned and ran away. And I'm talking about his personality, his character, and he could have just easily turned and ran away. But he ended up staying, and he helped. And to me, that's like that classic. Evolving thing, like there was more to life than his competition.
Oh, after Cell died.
Yeah.
Okay.
His competition with Goku. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Well,
after the Cell Saga, Vegeta does leave. Don't you remember you see him leave and he's all depressed and he had his arms and shoulders hunched over as he flew away after Gohan
That's
was
right.
breathing, you know? And they still mention some things like, should we follow Vegeta and keep an eye on him? Because you never know. Because now Goku's not there to keep him in check. They were
right.
unsure about him.
Right.
But he flew away, and then you see movie 9, which is the BoJack movie, which is the last movie you see Gohan as a teenager, or not teenager, but I guess
as a kid,
13-year-old,
yeah, right.
12-year-old, where you see him as Cell, and I think it's one of my favorite movies. I don't think it has anything to do with the DBZ series, the show, because I think it's an OVA, so it's its own little thing,
okay.
But it did show Vegeta, like he lost his fighting spirit, like they have a tournament, and they're all fighting in it, except Vegeta. And Chi-Chi even brings up, where's Vegeta? Oh, well, since Goku died, he lost his fighting spirit.
Well, that's actually a good transition to the next one, which is the Buu Saga, because in the Buu Saga, he had really no intention of doing the martial arts tournament either. But then when he found out that Goku was coming back, or Kakarot, then all of a sudden he wanted to join in again. So that's a good transition. So let's talk about...
He only calls Goku, I think. He uses the word Goku maybe twice in the whole series.
Yeah.
He calls him Kakarot the whole time.
Or Clown.
His Saiyan name.
Or Clown.
You ass clown.
Yeah,
no,
what's
it called? Like, you circus clown.
Yeah.
So, that's a new one.
So let's think about
his power level
Goku.
Is over 9,000.
Once again, in Buu, Goku and Vegeta are friendly competition.
At this point. They I don't think it's friendly competition. I think as soon as Vegeta finds out that he is competing and coming back for a day, he goes into full force to train. Obviously, you find out that everyone fucking goes Super Saiyan. Sorry, now it's not PG-13 anymore.
It's okay. We'll bleep it out later. Kids can still listen. Continue.
I don't know. Stay up late, kids. It'll help do justice. So I think there's that rivalry still. And then when they join the competition, when they start picking numbers of who is going to fight who, Vegeta and Goku are in the first round together.
Right. And that was done intentionally.
And that... wasn't done intentionally.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was coincidence. It was just because who won the fight? Who I forgot. No, that was at the end of the show. With Boo picking numbers.
Oh, that's right.
That had nothing
to
do with that. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going ahead, man. You're going ahead.
Sorry.
I think that was DBGT actually. Really? Oh, no. That was the last episode of DBZ. Because he wanted to fight that Oob guy.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Who no longer exists. Anyway.
Okay, more
spoiler.
Yeah, so, anyways.
So, Vegeta really wanted to fight Goku again. They wanted to hear that huge battle they had, you know, at the beginning of the show. And almost, like, I think the creators wanted, like, Kiryu Toyami wanted to recreate that tension.
Right.
So, we're all, you know, as viewers, we're like, oh, we're going to see this tension, and Vegeta's all excited. It was kind of a friendly rivalry at that point, but it slowly turned into that when the series started progressing on. Goku still was so happy-go-lucky, let's go find, ooh, shiny nickel, let's go over here.
Right.
And figure out, ooh, this new boo, this new threat, I want to see what it is. Vegeta was getting annoyed because Vegeta just wanted to fight Goku.
Right,
he didn't care. And since Goku cared, he made himself care. Mm-hmm. And he got pissed off at the fact that his Gohan got weaker. He's been slacking off, even though Vegeta's been training, even though Vegeta kind of lost his fighting spirit. We are going well over our time.
No, that's okay.
You don't think so?
I think this will be a good 20-minute thing. We'll make it.
Maybe. So. Okay. So, Vegeta and Goku are now having this tension because Goku's curious about what's the next thing on this new threat to Earth.
Right.
And Vegeta was just like, let's just blow this thing up so we can fight.
Right.
And so you saw this, like, at this point, we know Vegeta is no longer the villain. Mm-hmm. He is just
he's still selfish.
He's very selfish, and all he wants to do is fight Goku.
Right.
And that is, like, it's been his main goal for a while, but now it's, like, no longer, like, if he can't fight Goku, he's not going to blow up the Earth. That's what we know now.
Right. It's a different mindset.
But at some point, we start seeing that during Boo, that it has now become his only goal, and he gives up everything just to not fight Goku, but he wants to kill Goku almost.
Right.
In this fight, because he's fed up with how his lifestyle is. Mm-hmm. And he even says it to his little speech, like, you know, I almost fell in love with this planet.
Well, but if you remember too, again, talking about the personal relationships.
I even called it my home.
Yeah, personal relationships. Goku calls him out, says you're full of crap. We know that you do care. And so I think that, you know, like, people say things that they don't really mean. I took that scene as Vegeta saying something he didn't mean. I think he was just so frustrated, like you said.
He's got a lot of walls.
Yeah, he was so frustrated about Goku always surpassing him and not even getting his day, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
his due. That was the best thing he could come up with at that moment. You know, like, oh yeah, well, you're a poopy head. I mean, that's the way I looked at it. You know, it's...
Really?
He's just really...
Poopy head. That's your frustrated word?
Yeah, I guess so. So anyways...
Great galaxy.
Great googly moogly. I wish he had said that, but he didn't.
Great galaxy.
He did say great galaxy.
He does say great galaxy.
He does say great galaxy at one point. It was some part of the show. I don't know.
But we see the biggest change in Vegeta during this series.
Yes,
in this season. During
absolutely.
Boo. We absolutely, because of... this has turned more into about Vegeta's transformation than anything. Even though it's been Goku...
But Goku has been the
thriving force, what made that
happen. The driving force.
The driving force. Did I say thriving? Thriving, same word.
Okay.
I got speed.
That's all right. But anyways, like at the end of the Boo saga, very end, we're talking, you know, they got people chanting and they're building their spirit bomb.
We should talk about the fact that Vegeta sacrifices himself for Earth.
Yes, he did.
He can't defeat Boo on his own. First,
and he
they discovered
says,
it. He knocks out Goku. Goku because he says, I can defeat Boo because they're not sure of Majin Buu's power.
Right.
Which is interesting. That's a whole different subject about power levels and all
that.
It can be a talk another day.
Right.
How ridiculous it goes. But Vegeta knocks Goku out and goes fight Boo.
Yes.
And then eventually fails and then sacrifices himself.
But
right before he does it,
he says, I do this for all the people I love. And he says, yes, even you, Kakarot. And of course, the animation does this perfect stop motion kind of thing.
I just got chills thinking about it. I don't know why.
Which, I mean, you talk about going back to the Saiyan saga where he's just straight up disappointed in Goku, straight up hates his guts, wants to
kill him, annihilate him.
That's the ultimate transition right there.
And then,
in a lot of ways, that really was the death of
the old Vegeta. It could have been. And he even talked to Piccolo about, where would I go, you know?
That's right.
And like, Piccolo wasn't going to sugarcoat it. You're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Goku got to keep his body kind of thing.
Right. But that's what I was saying. Get back to the Spirit Bomb thing. When he's back, he's back. Like, he's like a new Vegeta. He's like the one that, if you guys have seen Battle of the Gods or anything else, that's the Vegeta, the full circle Vegeta. Like, now we're starting ground new, fresh. Obviously, you have to ignore GT. which a lot of people are going to have to start doing anyways. I'm not even going to mention it this round, but...
Why'd you bring that up?
I just brought it up to demonstrate if you were to go straight from that spirit bomb at the end of Boo Saga to the movies that I would like to assume or pretend that those movies collate.
Could. We haven't seen Super yet, so we don't know what actually correlates
That's
with
true.
Those two movies. The two new movies, by the way, they're great movies.
Yes.
Battle of the Gods and Return of Frieza, Resurrection of F. But I mean, his transition was amazing. And I mean, he even says it, like, throughout the whole show, he's always wanted to be stronger than Goku.
Right.
And then his last speech, it's a great 4-minute speech. Vegeta has the best speeches through this show. I think if it wasn't for Vegeta's rivalry with Goku, this show would not have gone as well as it has.
Well, and we just finished, almost finished watching GT again. And it's clearly evident that show was terrible because Vegeta and Goku... this relationship doesn't exist because they're not together.
They tried to create that Dragon Ball relationship with some new people that failed miserably.
It did. And it's weird because it's kind of funny that, like, as you know, the last couple episodes of GT, they finally brought the two back together. They're fusing. They're doing all this stuff. And it's what people wanted to see. Like, for me, it was a breath of fresh air, but it's a little too late. And I think that's why GT
is a little too late.
Kind of,
a little bit too late.
Kind of, you know.
I mean, the writers walked away.
The writers walked away.
But, you know, but that last speech just says it all. I mean, he even says it. He goes, "You are the best, Kakarot. You are better than me." I mean, he says it just like that.
Yeah.
And
that's a great moment.
That is an awesome moment.
And Kakarot still laughs and still is lovable. The nice thing about Goku is, you say what you will, but his personality, you got to have your straight man. You know, you got to have your lighthearted.
He is the constant.
He's the constant. He's always caring, always lovable, which, by the way, GT also kind of jacked up on because he comes across as this kind of like
condescending.
He kind of sounds like Frieza did in their first major battle where, you know, Frieza's bragging how cool he is before he gets cut in half. And that's kind of what Goku sounds like in GT. So I'm kind of glad they're ignoring the whole GT thing and the relationship because it's not in his character.
Spoiler alert, they're ignoring DBGT. Super has destroyed DBGT.
Yes. So, okay, final thoughts. We're down to like about the last minute. So any final thoughts about the overall relationships between specifically Goku and Vegeta? We've already discussed their growing period, but like, what do you like the most about their relationship?
I like the fact that they are now, like, best friends.
Yes.
They literally are best friends. Like, I know you start off the series with Goku and you think Krillin's going to be it, but the power level just, it tears it, a separation. And, like, to be Goku, to be someone who wants to fight, you need someone who can rival you. And it's just, like, they have nothing else in common.
Right.
I mean, I guess they both like food.
They like, well, it's funny because they like food. They like their women.
Yeah.
And they're all family friends. But I think, too, they're friends. It's totally awesome that they're friends. And people love to see enemies become friends. But I like they respect each other. They actually respect
each other. It has become a big respect. They respect a lot. Like, even though they mentioned in one of the movies.
And they balance each other out.
Yeah. And they mentioned in the movies, like, you know, but Goku's problem is that he's too cocky and he's too happy-go-lucky. And then they also mentioned that Vegeta's problem is that he's too prideful.
Right.
And he's too angry. Right. So, like... that's why when they fuse together, they make the ultimate warrior because those differences, well, they enlarge big time. They become really cocky and very prideful.
Right.
But,
but it's funny because they're yin and yang. You know,
they really are.
Goku is that clown. He's that, and Vegeta's that tactician. And you know, they balance each other out.
That's a big word, tactician.
I know, right? And it's pretty cool. So we're pretty much wrapping up for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Matt. This is Joel.
This is Joel.
Yeah. And we hope you tune in next time.
To Entertainment Banter.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah. I'm done.